I'm sure if you watched it, it would strike you as one of the more powerful, emotional pre-race events ever in NASCAR's history. That's your lead story for this morning's Buzzcast. It is Tuesday, June 23rd. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore, coming to you from Charlotte, North Carolina, where you couldn't help but be moved when you watched yesterday's pre-race. And just seeing Bubba Wallace joined by all 39 other NASCAR drivers and their crews in a march down pit road, pushing his number 43 car to the front of the line in the moments before the race. I know I was struck by the moment seeing Richard Petty embrace Bubba Wallace when Wallace got out of the car. The idea for the gesture came up Monday by Jimmy Johnson and Kevin Harvick, and it did mark the first race that Richard Petty had attended since the sport was shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic. All in all, an incredibly moving scene, an incredibly powerful scene, and a statement made by the NASCAR community that it would not stand for any more intolerance, racism, or discrimination against anybody in the NASCAR community. You really see that Bubba Wallace is emerging as a very strong leader. After the race at Talladega yesterday, he acknowledged the sport is changing. We will continue to see the sport change before our very eyes. But I'll just say, very proud of the way the NASCAR community has rallied around Bubba. Another test to the leadership of Steve Phelps, a test to the leadership of all their drivers, and they really, really stood up yesterday. Congratulations. Well done. Let's keep it going and do the right thing. Meanwhile, shifting to Major League Baseball, what we all anticipated over the last couple weeks on Buzzcast, MLB plans to hold a 60-game season that will begin around July 24th. Now, that was because the league's owners voted to implement the 60-game season last night, hours after the Players Association rejected a 60-game proposal that would have included an expanded postseason and other salary benefits. But they pushed back on that. They wanted to see the owners implement the 60-game season. This, of course, allows the union to file a grievance if it wanted to, accusing the owners of negotiating in bad faith, so that grievance option is still on the table for the Players Association. Now let's go back to the 60 games. The league will jam in as many games as it can through September 27th. That's the league's self-imposed cutoff for the regular season. They've been adamant about that for some time. Owners ask players to agree to report by July 1st, and early indications are that most players will agree and are ready to return to the field. But this deal is not done yet. What still must be decided are very important health and safety protocols to return to play. That's now more important than ever, with coronavirus case numbers spiking in several states that are home to major league teams. So they still must figure this out. Remember, when you look back, not much changed for what the owners really wanted. The players proposed to play as many as 114 games over the course of the talks. The owners at one time offered about 82 games, but basically the owners got the 60 games they wanted. I think I said on Buzzcast a couple of weeks ago, I'd been hearing from some circles and some sources that there are a lot of owners who wanted a 50-game season. Well, it came out that it's more towards a 50-game season that the owners wanted than 114 that the players wanted. One win for the players. Of course, the owners did agree to pay players the full prorated salary. It all may end up being a moot point, because as a one connected source told our Eric Prisbel last night, the coronavirus may, quote, take care of everything by itself, end quote. But that can't be overlooked, because the continuing increase in cases in Orlando specifically and throughout Florida are causing major concern for NBA and MLS players and, of course, league officials. Let's shift to some unfortunate media news that our John Aran reported last night in his SBJ media newsletter. Rough day for Fox Sports and Golf Channel. They both enacted some staff cuts yesterday, cuts that were not being attributed to the COVID-19 pandemic. At Fox, the job losses are a result of programming changes from boxing and WWE and soccer, and Golf Channel's layoffs are a result of NBC Sports Group's decision in February to move the channel's operations from Florida to Connecticut. So at FS1, about 20 producers and talent lost their jobs yesterday. In Orlando, more than 200 Golf Channel employees were told when their jobs were moving to NBC Sports' Stanford headquarters. There could be stages there. but you never like to see good people lose their job and out of work. Finally, it does appear that the Ryder Cup, set for late September at Whistling Straits, will be pushed back to 2021. That was a report that broke yesterday in The Guardian. PGA of America officials offered no comment yesterday. An official announcement is expected by the end of this month, so sometime this week. But it's been known for some time that the idea of playing the Ryder Cup without fans or in front of limited number of fans was not appealing to players. They were very outspoken that they'd rather even not play in the event rather than play in front of no fans or limited fans. So it looks like the Ryder Cup will skip a year, be pushed back to 2021. So a lot going on today. I believe there's going to be a lot going on for the rest of this week. It's a busy Tuesday. It's June 23rd. That is your Morning Buzzcast. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a good day, a safe day. Be good to each other, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.